Here on the TFM account, and we have Map of Zones with us today. Hey V, hey Lucky Star, Teru Maero. Good to see you here. I'm just going to share this space around, see if a few more people are going to drop in and hear what Map of Zones have to say today. Is that Jimmy on the Map of Zones account?
Yeah. Is the audio working?
That's what I was just thinking.
So yeah,
through for me.
Perfect. I can also hear you. So I think the audio is working. Jimmy from Maple Zones here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you are welcome, sir. I tell you what, I'm just going to mute for another minute or so. Share this space around a little bit on social media.
Sure.
I always struggle to talk and type at the same time, but yeah, we'll see if anyone drops in, but respecting the time of everyone who is here just now, we can have a conversation, and people, if they're interested, can listen back at a later date. So, as he was saying, it's Jimmy on the Map of Zones account. You are the lead developer for Map of Zones, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm Jimmy Heor, lead developer here on Map of Zones, and we're building the Cosmos Network Explorer for IPC here.
Okay, thank you for that short introduction. So, I mean, yeah, let's just dive right in. Like, I'm assuming the people on the space may or probably have heard of Map of Zones. But for people who haven't used it before or just aren't familiar with or maybe new to the Cosmos, can you give a sort of quick introduction to Map of Zones and what sort of data we can get when we visit Map of Zones?
Yeah, sure. So basically on Map of Zones, what we are doing is actually we are indexing all kinds of like Cosmos zones, I mean, with the end goal of indexing all of them. I mean, we can talk of them of this like later, but currently we're indexing 91 different Cosmos zones, which are basically IBC enabled, and we're tracking all kinds of IBC interaction between them. So basically, when you go to Map of Zones, you are basically greeted with this let's call it our visual representation of how these zones are interconnected to each other, also in regards to the IBC transaction volume. So there you can see, for example, how like chains like Osmosis, Neutron, Noble are interconnected with each other chains. So basically with a connection, I mean, there is like at least one IBC channel or IBC connection between them, right? And you can also see in this like animation or in this like overall diagram, what is basically the flow of transaction volume between them. So we have this like counted in US dollars here, and also we are enabling users to see it in different like time frames. Currently we are aiming like for daily, weekly, and monthly. I mean, that's what we can see basically on the overall page, and I think that's what actually the most interesting thing for most users are. But also we are like offering more detailed information, for example, what was like the inflow and outflow, the total transactions we offer between on one zone, especially like the inflow, also like in comparison to the total transaction, which are like also internal transactions. So not only IBC related, we have like the ratio between total transaction and IBC transactions, or IBC transfer, how many peers, for example, or how many other connected like economic zones these like chain has, how many open channels, daily active user, like both for internal use and also for only IBC use and like the IBC volume activity. We show this like as a graph. And also we see we make like it drill down in the assets basically, in the assets which can be transferred from each zone to each other. And we're also like giving here like a little bit more information about like the on-chain supply price, just a little pricing information of the token of each like individual zone, you know. And also if you have like we have like a detailed page for each economic zone on its own, where we show like okay, again, like the token price, IBC volume, and what is maybe interesting for users, like okay, we see like the total IBC transfers over time, the daily active addresses in terms of IBC and not IBC over time. So to be honest, we are offering quite a few drill down options for the user to see like everything IBC related. But I would say the most prominent page is still our homepage with the iconic connection display of the Cosmos zones. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was going to say, to be quite honest. I like just looking at the homepage. I've got it up just now. It's quite mesmerizing just watching the flows. I mean, are the flows going from the different zones? Is this just like a visual representation, or is it? I mean, it does seem like Osmosis, for example, which is the main zone with economic activity. It seems to top the chart for IBC volume on daily, weekly, and monthly time frames.
Yes.
It seems that Osmosis does have the most graphics coming out of it, whereas some of the smaller chains on the outside don't really have much at all. So the display is kind of like showing us, like visually, the amount of transactions from these chains. Is that fair to say?
Yes, so basically this like representation or the order of like these zones or chains is basically depending on two factors. One is actually how many peers or how many connections to like other zones this one chain has. And of course you're right, like Osmosis of course has like the most. I mean it's almost connected to every chain besides, I mean if I look at this graphic, I think it's like four chains maybe which are currently not connected there, yeah. But I mean this is one actually factor, and the other factor is of course like the daily or like the transaction volume which is currently represented on the specific time frame. And there you can also see like in terms of like dollar denomination, Osmosis is of course like the highest total IBC transaction volume. But when you for example look, I mean because I'm currently on the site and in the let's say inner circle, you're not only having Osmosis, we also have of course like other chains like Noble, Neutron, Kujira, DYDX, and of course like Cosmos Hub and Axela, Stride, where also like a lot of transactions are going through and which also have like a lot of like IBC connections, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, for anyone listening now or listening later, if you're not familiar with the Map of Zones website, it's just mapofzones.com. And then yeah, as Jimmy was saying, there's this like iconic visualizer that I'm sure you've seen on Twitter at some stage. And yeah, this is where the image comes from, Map of Zones. So yeah, you were telling us loads about the information that we can get when we go to visit the site. To be honest, I thought it was primarily about IBC data, but from what you've said, there's a lot of on-chain information users can get as well.
Yes, so basically, as I said, besides the IBC activity, which we basically, I mean, which is like the core we are tracking and like processing, and then of course like giving out for the end user, are like also information on the specific zones. Like for example, like as I said, the token information, like for the native token, and also like some other prominent like IBC transferred tokens over there, you know. But also we are giving like more detailed information also, for example, about the validator set. So how many like validators are currently up, what is the staking APR, what is the bonded amount, like the unbonding period of time, inflation, total supply. in terms of like tokenomics, in on which same chain state it's applicable, of course, right? And also we are giving like some kind of information about like unique delegators, but this also depends if the chain also like has like this kind of information, right? I mean, if there is like even inflation and stuff. But yeah, so basically to sum it up, besides like the IDC information, we're giving like token information about the native token of the chain and the addresses and internal transfers, let's call it that way. So every transfer, if it's like in bank send, like sending of tokens or even like a staking operation, whatever like there is like happening on the chain, we track it, right? And then we can compare it like on our like page or on our data set between like, okay, what is happening IBC wise, what is happening overall, right? So we can see like, okay, this amount of like activity is like IBC related in terms of like the overall picture.
Okay, so that yeah, that's kind of interesting to me because at the weekend I bought an NFT on the TFM NFT aggregator, and it was a Stargaze NFT. It was one on this Coping Punks collection. I wanted to get one of those, so I found this NFT I wanted, and on Stargaze. And I wanted to pay for that with a used Noble USDC that was on Osmosis. So during the checkout on TFM, I just selected the USDC on Osmosis, paid for it, and then I got my NFT. But are you saying then that that transaction, because I was sending USDC from, actually, I think it was probably doing a swap. It would have done a swap on Osmosis into Stars and then sent the Stars over. Or maybe it was, I think on Osmosis, I think on Stargaze, you can actually pay with USDC now. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I know tokens would have got sent cross-chain. So would my tokens that got sent cross-chain to buy my NFT, would they be included in this? The map of zones statistics.
Yes, so basically, I mean, there would be, of course, included because there was like an IBC transfer from, I think you mentioned it was basically from, let's say, Osmosis to Stargaze. That's what I remember, where you were buying the NFT then. So there was, of course, like one IBC, at least one IBC packet. I'm not sure if it was maybe across multiple chains, but at least one IBC packet from, let's say, Osmosis to Stargaze, which was then like, of course, also counted because there was a token transfer in the IBC outgoing volume on Osmosis in the ingoing of like a Stargaze, and also in like the IBC transfers between yeah Osmosis and Stargaze. And also maybe we are not maybe, but we also have like this normal transaction because maybe there was like a WASM hook triggered then, yeah, so that the NFTs ultimately was bought. So we have like a normal, let's call it normal activity. Also, yeah, but to be honest, every like IBC related action which was triggered by your initial transaction is tracked because we are tracking basically. I can actually talk about a little bit of like how the whole procedure is actually working. So basically, we are currently parsing actually on each chain which we are tracking. So basically, all these 91 different chains, we are basically parsing block by block, and then checking for transactions, right? So whatever transaction comes in, I mean, this can be zero transactions, can be whatever, like it has the block gas limit, whatever is countable in theory. But we're going over this transaction and then we're checking again, okay, what type of transaction is it, right? So let's say, okay, it was maybe like an outgoing IBC transfer. Then we can also find like on the other chain, which is maybe like then the receiving chain, the incoming IBC transfer. So basically the thing is we have so many transactions currently going on over this like whole Cosmos ecosystem, which results in a lot of like transactions, a lot of blocks, of course, and a lot of data then, right? So our main discipline is actually to like parse and store all of this data in like the best for us usable format, to also like process it really fast, you know, because otherwise we would deal with like outdated data. But yeah, the thing is actually in theory, not in theory, but basically we are having all this transaction data already on MapleZones because we are parsing it. And especially on IBC, I think we have like the complete picture. So yes, short answer, you are like transaction fully included, yes.
Wow, that's really exciting to know. But I mean, at the moment, and I don't know if this is ever an aim of Map of Zones, but it's not like super granular where you can see every transaction. I mean, for that, we'd be going to like a block explorer, like Mintscan or Chainscope or something. Map of Zones is more interested in the sort of the aggregate data, the overall picture. Is that fair to say?
I mean, currently, yes. The thing is, we are the thing you see on the application is only like the tip of the iceberg, right? So basically, all of this is of course powered by like a lot of underlying data, a lot of like processing, a lot of storage, a lot of like transformation, right? So to give like a little bit of a teaser, we're also working on kind of like a new type of like explorer where you can see this data more granularly. Because as I said before, you have like here on our homepage, I mean, we have like the visual representation of like all the zones, you know, which where you can see how they're interconnected and the volumes. But there will be also like a time actually where we go into more like granularity where we can see, okay, what is like what's really happening? So, for example, you can start with like a transaction hash and then go basically from A to C, from start to finish, right? The thing is, we already have all this data. It's just like a type of like how we're going to parse it in the end, how we're going it showing it to the end user, yeah. But another goal, I mean, which we're currently facing is currently we have 91 zones, but our main goal is to finish like with all the other zones because there is like a few zones missing. They're already in the backlog, so we can also at one point of time say, okay, we have like a complete picture of like all the zones, you know. I mean, of course, we have like the big zones where like a lot of the volume is going on already in, but our main goal is actually to finish this and be like 100% complete with the amount of zones we are tracking. So yeah.
And I suppose that gives me a good opportunity to sort of move into the recent partnership between TFM and Map of Zones. You recently integrated the TFM widget, the IBC transfer widget, onto Map of Zones. And you're saying that you've got 91 zones currently on Map of Zones, but then if you go and look at the IBC transfer widget, and for anyone interested in finding that on Map of Zones, just up the top in the menu bar, there's just as it says, IBC transfer. And then you click that IBC transfer link, and then you get this TFM widget appearing on the screen, which allows users to send tokens from any IBC enabled app chain to any other. And just looking at that widget just now, it's saying that there's 116 IBC enabled chains. So that is a difference of, quick maths, 25 networks. So it seems like you've got 25 more in the queue to add.
Yes, so I'm a microphone, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's about right. So basically, I mean, I can talk about it. So recently, last week, we actually finished the integration of this of the widget of TFM. The good thing is actually they are like offering all these like IBC connected chains, and basically you can transfer from any chain to any chain with the route finding, and also like make use of this PFM, and also I think this like Axela asset transfer. So the thing is, we integrated this widget because, I mean, as you said, and as I said before, I mean, we are currently in the process, or basically our end goal is to add, like, of course, all the IBC connected chains to Map of Zones so that we are also here picture complete. So here, this IBC widget of like TFM is like one step ahead. The good thing is, the they are also currently updating whenever there is like a new chain coming. It's updated there, and the transfers, they are like ready to go, right? So once we basically reach our like goal of having like all of them integrated, we already have then a tool on the website where users basically can transfer from anywhere to anywhere, because sometimes some of these small networks, they are maybe not supported, maybe because of like RPC issues or maybe other things. But like here, basically all of these networks, they are already like supported, which is like the beauty of it. And that's why we actually integrated it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you adding in the TFM widget to Map of Zones. I mean, just going back to the process or the changes really that have happened over the last 6 months, say, at Map of Zones. I mean, a lot of this is down to the explosion in Cosmos SDK chains. So that kind of necessitating Map of Zones expanding. But I mean, from what you're saying, like it's not an automatic procedure that, oh, when there's a new chain, it automatically turns up on Map of Zones. Can you sort of maybe talk us through the procedure of like how much work is actually involved in adding a new chain or a new zone, sorry, to Map of Zones?
Yeah, absolutely. So to be honest, there is like manual, as you said, there's like manual work involved on bringing like a new chain up on Map of Zones. I mean, to be honest, on the front end, it's an automatic process. But as I mentioned before, there's like a whole like tail load of like backend, let's call it processes or on-chain processes like needed in order to get like the data and stuff. But in, you can basically summarize it for each chain. There is like a specific process, let's call it the watcher process running, which is basically giving us the data directly from on-chain, or basically is parsing from on-chain. So basically, when we are going to integrate a new chain network or like a new network, we're basically looking directly at like their version of like the Cosmos SDK. So basically, we're working together with them, or basically getting at this like information if it's like public from the GitHub, depends how the team is developing. Cosmos SDK implementation is like in Go, right? So our watchers, they are also in Go. So to be honest, because we decided to like be as near on like the chain specific as possible to make the integration like more easy, also for us, of course, right? But in general, yeah, I mean, we're going through each chain code, because like, let's say each chain has like their little specifics of how they implemented different version of like different packages, different chain modules, let's call it that way, right? So we have, of course, like all these like 91 chains added, but like if there's like a new chain coming, I mean, best case, it works like out of the box. But most of the time, as I mentioned, there needs to be like some modifications made, especially on this parser. Yeah. And once this parser is ready, it's like in, let's call it for technical people, it's like an independent process, which is like constantly parsing blocks then from the blockchain. And by adding this custom parser, we basically know how to respond to these like transaction types which are coming in, right? Ultimately, then we have like a few like let's call it transformation processes, where basically, yeah, we are transforming that into different like data layers, data structures, like which helps us later for like the human readable format, so that basically, yeah, we can of course like provide it for you guys on the homepage, on the website, right? But yeah, to be honest, going again through the process is basically adding like these watcher processes, and also for like this other information which we talked about, because I mean, it's all, we of course tracking like the volume between the chains. We're giving this information in US dollar. We need like some kind of like price oracle also for like the native token, or for the tokens of the chain, which are then being transferred between the chains itself, right? So to get like this pricing information, we need to, this is also like a manual process. We're relying here like on multiple like external data providers to get like the US dollar pricing part in, right? And yeah, Then it's actually just adding metadata for like the for the zone itself, like you know the images, the homepage, the social icons. And then what is also needed, but also for this one we have like an automatic processes. Once these watchers are ready, we need like some kind of infrastructure where we can basically communicate with the chain. So we're building like this for each chain. We're building like this, let's say, internal network of like RPC nodes, where we ultimately can get the data from. And then it's basically just like process of waiting until basically the information is parsed and fully downloaded, right? Because when a new chain is launched, we're basically aiming to parse everything from the first block, like from the origin, of course, so that we have the full information and the full details when users go to Map of Zones. Because most of the time, when a new chain is launching, the most interesting part is, of course, like when is like the first IBC transfer happening? What is the IBC transfer volume in the first like hours, days, maybe weeks, right? So users can get the full picture of like where the initial funds is like moving around to which other chains, so we can get like this visualization, right? This is actually needed like this is like a one the one first one let's call it one time process of like getting the chain in. But the thing is, it's also not like fire and forget process, because there's also like maintenance needed, because the chains will have like I mean most of the chains have like frequently upgrades, right? So with the upgrades also like the sometimes message structure changes, or like the overall structure of like how the RPC endpoints are performing, or specific transaction or message formats. So when there is a chain update, there also needs to be like a transformation process of, let's call it, this watcher if needed. And then there's also like some manual work and man hours needed in order to like get the watcher to a state where it can basically operate with the new data again. And then we keep parsing, right? But yeah, that's about the process of how adding the chains. And yeah, that it's like also sometimes there's like updates required in order if the chains perform upgrades. And with 91 chains, we have quite a few of them. So yeah, there are also quite a few updates over the course of time.
And with of interesting stuff I want to from each, but like with regards to sort of updates from Map of Zones developers, I mean, is this something that can be offloaded onto each chain, saying, listen, if you're going to do a chain upgrade, that's great, upgrade the chain. But then if you want your data to be proper on Map of Zones, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Or is it stuff that only the Map of Zones developers can do?
I would actually say it depends. But in order to like get the data like let's say going and flowing, actually we keep like the maintenance of like each watcher, right? I mean, of course, there's like a lot of stuff you could in theory like put out and like say, hey, if you want like your chain to be indexed, please like maintain this watcher. But to be honest, in our like philosophy, it's actually to give like the end user on the website basically the best like experience, and that's why we're taking actually currently the responsibility of like maintaining the watcher, see that everything is like up to date, and basically putting in the work. Because with 91 different chains, there's like then yeah, obviously if you give everything like to outside, there could be 91 or more like different problems to arise, you know. That's why we say, okay, currently we are doing all this watcher maintenance and having like daily scripts. I mean, we have like daily, not daily, but we have like maintenance scripts, like alert scripts, which basically notify us when there's like a problem with one zone. That's actually, because think about it, we have like these 91 zones, picture complete, like over 120 zones. You need like to have like some kind of like automatism to check actually what is like the health state of each chain, what can potentially go wrong, failback mechanisms, and then of course we need like to get like some kind of alert when there is like something to do. And the thing is, we have like this dedicated team who basically can like work on it and fix problems when they arise. So when there is like a chain upgrade, so basically currently we're offloading this from the individual chains themselves and take care in like good state for the user experience, so that the user can basically rely on the data, which is basically on the pages.
Sure, but I suppose that adds to your workload on the developer side. I mean, one other thing you were talking about. Sorry, I just had a message via DM saying my audio was breaking up. Can you hear me okay?
It's fine now. It's fine now for me.
Okay, so maybe there was something previously. I mean, from what you said and from looking at the Map of Zones website, I find it quite interesting that, for example, like Celestia, Dimension, and Saga, they all got added to Map of Zones. It seemed really quickly. But is it from what you said, I'm kind of thinking that is it easier to add these new chains because there's not really a ton of chain history to grab? Whereas like a small chain that's maybe been alive for 2 years and maybe doesn't have a ton of users, but the effort involved to go and parse all these transactions all the way back 2 years is actually a lot more work than adding a Celestia or a Saga or something like that. Is that, have I sort of grasped that correctly?
I mean, it's one. Yeah, my Microsoft. I mean, yeah, it's one aspect actually. When you think about of like parsing the way back, to like the origin of a chain which was currently not added. That's correct. And also the thing, the one problematic is, if you don't run your own archive node, you also need to find like some, let's say, reliable data sources or nodes for these chains, whereas for these like, let's call it smaller chains or with lower like economic maybe activity, there is not so many like, let's say, public or even like private infrastructure available, right? But whereas for these like new chains, which are most of the time big launches, I mean, we had them like in over the couple of last weeks or months. Like, I mean, if you can see on Map of Zones, they are like according to like our visual representation we talked before, I mean, they're like almost in the center, so they currently still have like a lot of like transaction and activity going on, right? So the point I want to make is, which each of these launches, because they are, to be honest, yeah, also well orchestrated, there is immediately like a lot of like infrastructure available, like RPC, LCD, whatever, right? Which makes it, I mean, of course, it's easier to parse like from the origin if you like start parsing very early, right? But also you have given all this like infrastructure or basically way to set up infrastructure very easily. So mostly, I mean, the pro as I said again, like the process of adding like a new chain is like from the stepwise it is the same, adding the watcher. This is like a custom code. This requires like some custom interaction can be. More or less, I mean, there's like no certain time frame depending on how the chain is structured. But the other obstacle is then actually, okay, how to connect this to the chain and how to consume the data. If there is like some infrastructure already available, or do you need like to spin up your own infrastructure? So I would say, yeah, infrastructure is actually the sometimes the limiting factor. But for these new chains, to wrap up the question, the infrastructure is actually very well actually there from even before the origin block, which makes us very easy for us to parse it if we don't have a problem with the watcher, which we didn't have before, yes.
Thank you for that. Getting a little bit technical for me in some spaces, or some areas of that response. But I mean, you were talking about infrastructure there, and we were on a quick call before this space, and that was something that came up. So, is there any alpha you can share about infrastructure or possible future plans for Map of Zones?
Yeah, definitely. I think I can share some. I mean, one I can share is actually, I mean, which we talked about again before, to like that our main goal is actually to finish and like get all the zones with IBC connected or IBC like economic activity on map of zones, so that we can say we are like here picture complete and making like the complete cosmos picture for everybody who comes basically and visits map of zones. Yeah. And it brings me to another topic, right? I mean, for example, between all of these, like, let's say, chains, we have like these IBC connections. And whenever we send like these IBC packets or IBC transfers between chains, we who is basically making sure that it comes from one chain to the other? It's basically the relayers, right? So what we also want to add on MapleZones is actually, not like a health check, but more like of kind of like a advanced relayer analytics. So for example, that we can show what was the most active relayer in the whole IBC network, what entity was behind it. So we also want to give like a metadata tag on this, or basically what is the most active and reliable relayer between, let's say, Noble and DYDX, or how much fee was generated or used to operate this like one relaying channel, or what was the overall amount of US dollar transferred away? Like some of the data is already maybe like available on like single places, but we want to give also like here the bird's eye view, and then also enrich it, and also with like different time frames, as you are basically familiar when you like work with MapleZones, because we think this makes a total sense in terms of what we also talked before, that you can give more of a drill down between on each zone. And now we want to also give a more like a drill down in the zone, between the zones, so on the channel level and on the relay level. So I think this is one thing you can expect on MapleZones over the next couple of weeks and months. Yeah.
I just invited someone who is familiar with TF, not TFM, sorry, Map of Zones. I don't know if he necessarily wants to speak, but he did come up to the stage, and this is someone I met at Cosmoverse. So yeah, Said, if you have a question or a comment about Map of Zones for Jimmy, feel free to share. Can anyone hear?
Maybe some audio problems. At least I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I didn't want, I didn't want to talk over Said. Sometimes that happens where the host can't hear, but the person is speaking, so I just let that go for a little while. But yeah, maybe an issue. He did mention that he was on his computer, so was concerned the because Spaces used to not work on computer. Are you using mobile? Oh, he's requested. Maybe he's fixed his mic issues. I would say Said qualifies as a Chad, very educated in the Cosmos space. Hey, I can hear something this time, I think. Yay!
Very well. Yes.
Welcome to the stage.
Thank you. I mean, I just want to say Map of Zones is literally amazing. It is, I think it's the only tool that I use at least once a day. And yeah, I mean, I think it's the, as far as I know, it's the only tool that actually visualizes so many of the IBC chains. I don't think anyone else does. My question, well, first, thanks for keeping this tool free and maintaining it. And I understand that it's a lot of work to make sure it's continuously updated and working. Question is, what's your future plans?
Yeah, thanks actually for the feedback, and yeah, hopefully actually we can like incorporate let's call it missing zones soon, so that you have like a even brighter experience on the homepage, so you have like more economic activities going on there, right? I can imagine actually if there are like more chains coming in like the tempo as it's currently, I mean, we will have like quite a big picture soon, you know. I mean, you can imagine like how it was like only a couple of months, or maybe if you go only 1 year back, I mean, it was like far less, right? So we are like constantly growing. That's amazing, yeah. Going to your question, to be honest, like as I said, in terms like of the further plans, is actually that we want to have like this detail and advanced like relayer analytics. I mean, this is like one thing where we can drill down in between the chains, not only on the chain itself, right? This is like one thing. And on the other hand, we also were basically contemplating of like making a basically more like advanced analytics tool, where we basically, let's call it an IDC explorer, right? To give a little bit of like an alpha, where you can basically go ahead and start with one transaction and like having like but in real detail, because we already have all the data, right? Go from between the chains, what was happening, like even like an expert mode, if there was like a packet forward middleware transaction or like a Wasm hook transaction. So basically we want to like, because we have all these little details currently in Cosmos, and it's like ever evolving with like new chain modules added, which basically enable the new IBC features to be like executed. And we want to be actually the place, because we already having all this data and want to basically contribute a lot of more to the UX of Cosmos, to have like even more detailed like user analytics to go into and like see how this transaction was basically behaving. Okay, there was like this contract Wasm hook triggered on this chain. So basically, yeah, giving like the full 360 degree of, let's say, transaction analytics as well.
Yeah, that really sounds amazing. Well, on the relay analytics, so once you start collecting it, would you create like a relay performance dashboard, or would something like that even be possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since we are basically first in the stage of like collecting all the data, I mean, to be honest, the visual representation, what kind we want to represent. I mean, of course, we want to like work here also together a little bit with the community. Is actually cool and what would be like needed, not to like only have like our, let's say, brains of like a limited like amount of like people work together, like also like work together, of course, with the community here. Yeah. But to be honest, we're just working first, of course, like to getting all the data right, to getting all these like processes set up, so that to be honest, we can just like create anything we want on the front end, because it's just like a representation of the data then. So in the first stage, we're working more like on the, let's say, processes which are not like so visible for the human eye, right?
Yeah.
But once it's like getting, once we nailed it and have this right, yeah, then of course we will have some like maybe also like feedback sessions, maybe even on Twitter Spaces, where we can go over this and listen to user feedback and then implement the features as like requested. Yeah,
that sounds great. And last question, as an Atom holder, on the front page and also on the zones page, where you've got, you know, Neutron and Stride listed, is there any way that we could add like a small badge to them to say that they are, you know, interchain security chains, like they are linked to the hub in some way? Because I'm also hoping that with the Cosmos Hub launching partial set security, we're going to have a lot more chains that use the Cosmos Hub for security. And I'm just wondering, is there any way to highlight those chains so that, you know, people know the hub does have a big ecosystem of its own?
I think, to be honest, from like a technical standpoint, this is actually not of a big deal, because we already like know, okay, which chains basically are basically in this like subset of chains, which are basically, yeah, would have this flag. If this is like a requested feature, we can, of course, add it to the backlog. Yeah? I mean, this shouldn't actually take the developer so long, yeah?
Yes, please. Yes, please add it to the backlog. This is a request.
It's actually a good feedback. Nothing actually we have currently on our like backlog, but let's add it there. It's actually good to have these spaces and get like some user feedback. So yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. But yeah, thank you guys for the amazing work. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for stepping up to the stage side. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of TFM ambassadors in this space, actually, and they provide abundant feedback. So it is really good for a project to get feedback about stuff that gets used a lot, stuff that maybe there's like feature requests and such like. And that's really cool. I mean, a question for Saeed, actually, because you said you're quite a regular user of Map of Zones. Just sort of putting you on the spot a little bit, can you share some of the things that you use Map of Zones for?
Bragging rights, literally. I mean, Map of Zones, so I'm currently switching roles, but at both my current place, which is the Interchain Foundation, and my new place, which is going to be the Atom Accelerator DAO alpha release, at both places, you know, I work in marketing, and for our whole ecosystem, IBC is the gem. But unfortunately, no one has data on total IBC volume other than Map of Zones. So yeah, literally always on Map of Zones, looking at what our aggregate volume is versus what, you know, other bridges or other interop solutions elsewhere are doing. I know there's a project in the works where this data is going to be more apparent for everyone, you know, Map of Zones, not Map of Zones, but IBC versus other bridges. So I'm really excited for that to come through. Because yeah, IBC volume on any 24-hour, 7-day, or 30-day period trumps literally every other bridge. But I don't think many people know that yet.
Wow, that's really interesting to know. So you're mostly interested in the sort of the aggregated totals rather than like chain-specific volumes.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, you know, purely because of my job. My focus is on the big number go up. But the per zone breakdown is actually really useful. I think the only one that I do go into is the Hub and Noble to a certain extent. You know, Noble just being just to see what the USDC volume is in the ecosystem, because that's essentially the main on ramp now. But yeah, for me, my primary use is the big aggregate number.
Wow, I mean, so essentially, Saeed has been actually shilling TFM without even knowing it. So anyone making IBC transfers or IBC swaps or buying NFTs with funds on a different chain, any of that stuff that people do on TFM will be contributing to the numbers, the IBC volume going up. So yeah, if you're a Cosmos Maxi, not that being a maxi of anything is necessarily the right thing in 2024, but helping out the IBC by using TFM could be an idea. As far as closing remarks, Jimmy, do you have anything that you haven't said from the Map of Zones side that you'd like to share?
Actually, to be honest, to wrap it up from our side, I mean, I can just like stress it once again. I mean, that like the big goal is, of course, to have like all the zones integrated, you know, at some point of time, so that we can say, okay, we have now everything done, which basically, yeah, we wanted to do. What was the first mission? So basically like aggregating or basically seeing all these like IBC flows between all the Cosmos, which basically supplements now this like IBC widget we basically integrated, so that users also, like, yeah, as you said, can contribute to the IBC volume. So we also make this possible in our like page now, right? And then, yeah, after this is complete, we're going into more like detailed analytics. But it's always like, maybe as a closing remark, it's always like very pleasant to hear like some good user feedback and also like some times of like appreciation, and yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, yep, a little bit of mutual appreciation. So yeah, thank you very much for integrating the TFM widget into Map of Zones. And one sort of final question, hopefully this should be a quick one to respond to. If that notice that they're not on Map of Zones, what should they do? I mean, is there anything they have to do? But if they think, oh, we'd quite like to see ourselves on Map of Zones, what's the procedure for them?
Yeah, I mean, so as I said before, it's like a manual process, and we are basically already working on this. But if any like zone or a new zone is like launching and they say, okay, they want to like be sure that they are like on Map of Zones like on time, or maybe just like want to like assist us a little bit, like, or want to speed up maybe the process, they can of course always like reach out to us. They can reach out to us like here directly, maybe on Twitter, shoot us like a message, and then yeah, I think we can feel free and like take the conversation from there.
Fantastic. Oh well, thank you very much today, Jimmy, for learning more. It's been an interesting discussion. And
there's this principle in like Taoism. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, and Beto and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terra Spaces.